This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Last night was the 58th Grammy Awards, and if you didn't see it, here's what you missed. The show opened up with a performance by Taylor Swift, but we couldn't see her skinny ass behind that microphone stand. Then LL Cool J took the stage as your Grammy host, and over the course of 3 hours, LL licked his lips more times than Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi on their honeymoon. R&B star The Weeknd was supposed to perform at the Grammys with Lauryn Hill, but she stood him up. But in Lauryn's defense, she saw The Weeknd's hair and thought he was Coolio. And speaking of hair, Pharrell Williams was at the Grammys with his hair dyed blonde. He looked like Amber Rose on crack. Rapper Kendrick Lamar gave the greatest performance of the night. And Kendrick's performance was so pro-black, Justice Scalia came back to life and ruled it unconstitutional. Meanwhile, Adele's performance was ruined by some serious sound problems, and she was pissed. She was angrier than a fat person in Golden Corral with a 20-minute wait on fried chicken. Another highlight was when 12-year-old jazz piano prodigy Joey Alexander performed. He made me think of how many great black pianists we'd have today if our mamas had allowed us in the living room where the piano was. An album of the year went to Taylor Swift, and she ripped Kanye West in her acceptance speech. Ooh, Mrs. Dash and her bag swag. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.